This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, like Nicodemus, help us to have courage to ask you the difficult questions. But like good disciples, help us too have the courage to live out the difficult answers that you give to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you overslept and think you are at the 7:45 quiet service, gotcha. Last week, many of you gathered with us in this church at this hour as we experienced together the Word Beyond Words quiet service. And for the sake of those who weren't here, we had a liturgical drama that told a bit of a parable about following Jesus, where Jesus leaves his beloved parents, Joseph and Mary, and embarks to become a rabbi, choosing his disciples, to whom he uniquely gave a cross that was sized uniquely perfect for each particular person. And so they began to follow Jesus carrying their crosses. And one of the disciples stopped Jesus a short time after they were walking and said, "Jesus, this cross is too heavy for me. Would you please cut it down and make it shorter and lighter?" And so out of compassion, Jesus cuts the cross and they continue on. And it's not long after that same disciple stops him again and says, "Jesus, it is still too heavy for me to carry the cross you've given me. Would you please make it shorter and lighter?" And so out of compassion, he does. And so the disciples continue to walk around, and this particular disciple now is gleeful because of the lightened load that the disciple has and starts actually dancing with that cross and flitting around, is so happy that the load has been lightened, until they come to a big ravine. Jesus, being the Son of God, just walks across the ravine. The other disciples are confused until they figure out the cross that they have been given is wide enough to become a bridge that they can lay it down and cross the ravine. And so they do. But that last disciple, because they have asked to have their cross lightened and shortened, now does not have a cross to become a bridge to get across the ravine. And so the person slumps to the ground and cries until suddenly Jesus lays down his cross, comes across to the person, lifts them up, and carries them over to the other side. The parable made a good point. There is a stage in, I think, all of our lives when the unique crosses that God gives to each one of us, we cry out and say, "God, take this away from me. I cannot deal with this in my life." And so we ask him to cut a piece off and make it easier. And yet for each of us, the unique crosses that we have been asked to bear are that which God has uniquely gifted us, because it is by carrying those crosses that we will have the strength to be able to get through that which we are going to be called to go through in our lives. And so sometimes if we would ask God to take it away, it becomes that which will prevent us from having a bridge to get across. And last week, we encouraged folk to take these pieces of wood sort of as a symbol to say, "God, as difficult as it is, I'm willing to accept the cross you've given uniquely to me." Which brings us to Nicodemus. In the stories that we are going to be hearing in these next weeks, it is all about the unique crosses that we are called to bear. You know, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. The Pharisees, at most there were 6,000 in number, they took this incredible oath that they were going to follow as best they could, religiously, as we might say, the 600-plus laws that existed in the Torah. But by so doing, they thought that they were sort of going to earn their way into salvation. You know, and as we hear in that second reading today from Paul, you know, even for Abraham, it's not what he did, it's the faith in God that he had, what God can do in him that enabled him to get where he's going to be. And so Nicodemus, who is this Pharisee, a powerful man, a man whose family had incredible pedigree, and he's a member of the Sanhedrin, the court, what was the cross he was being asked to carry? He's being asked to give up all of that because it's not about following all these rules. It's about accepting Jesus into your heart. For him, that was a difficult cross to bear. We seem to get indications from his appearance later in John's gospel that he did, but that was unique to him. Next week, we're going to hear about a woman at the well. And we remember that story. She has been in and out of relationships. She's been married to 7 people and God knows how many other people she's been involved with. And Jesus has a unique thing for her. You need to give up looking for love in all the wrong places, as the song goes, and look to a relationship with God. And that had to have been a difficult cross for her to bear. But from the legends we have about her, she becomes Saint Fotina, and she makes a difference in the lives of many people. The following week, we're going to hear about the man born blind. And all of those people, they thought that he was born blind because they had this belief that if you had a sickness or illness, especially from birth, it had something to do with a sin that your family or you had committed. And Jesus, in this story, the cross you guys got to bear, you got to give that up. Because God doesn't work that way. Our God is not a punishing God. Throughout the scriptures, all of these people whom Jesus meets, including each one of us, there's a unique cross we are given to bear. Remember later on, there's the man who runs up to Jesus and he doesn't even hide the question he really wants to ask. He says, Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus, knowing he's a man who is attached to his riches, says, well, I'll tell you. Take all you have, sell it, give it to the poor, and then come and follow me. And it's one instance where we don't know in the long run what happened, but in the short run, that cross, he couldn't bear it. And he walks away sad. Each of us have these unique things that we have been called to bear. And it is only through our willingness to ask God for the strength and the perseverance to bear it that we will be able to become the people that God wants us to be. The good news is, as in the parable, even when we fail, Jesus comes across that ravine to help us. The good news is, we have those means that Jesus has given to us that we celebrate today in this Eucharist. That even as we all have our individual respective challenges in our life, we come together at this table because even though uniquely we have been called to follow, in community we respond and get our strength. Nicodemus asks questions and he gets a difficult answer. May we be born again in a spiritual sense that whatever it is in our life right now that God is calling us to bear, that we will look to him and receive strength at this altar that we might respond and follow him. Amen.